We're doing Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Reish Nun Chet. The Magen Midubna had been discussing that one can arouse oneself to the service of Hashem through the love of the world to come. And he had discussed that if we only think about it, then we will realize that the world to come is so much better than this world, and it's accessible, whereas the pleasures of this world are not necessarily accessible. He continues on page Reish Nun Chet, the second line, and says, "V'cholta adam nitzbol nafsho min atov tzafun hazeh ad en shiur ve'erech." And when it comes to the good of the world to come, a person can amass as much as he wants. There's no limit. "V'im tov akaleh acholeh v'nevad me'ra yirachef al levavcha l'orer avatcha elav." And if the simple good that's passing can arouse our love for it, a person can sit around dreaming about his Ben and Jerry's ice cream. A person can be dreaming about his Entenmann's donuts. A person can think about all kinds of delicacies that arouse his love or his desire. And sometimes you go all out, you suddenly have a craving, and you're not even sure if the store is open. And yet you're willing to go and work for it. Maybe you'll get there. And even after you have it, you're never confident. You might take a bite into the ice cream and discover you have a toothache. Suddenly it's not so delicious. You might find out that the seller had it defrosted in his freezer 3 times and refroze it. Not so delicious. Even after you have it, you don't have confidence in it. You're always working, striving for something in the future where you don't know if it's going to be pleasant or not. As the verse says, King Solomon says, I've seen a terrible illness under the sun. Wealth that's waiting for its owner to harm him. Nonetheless, you're always trying to attain it. Anyone that hears about a get-rich scheme that makes sense is interested. You tell the person, this is amazing, I'm telling you, you're the first to know. And people are interested. I have the hottest tip on Wall Street. You're interested. Who says it's going to be good? Maybe being wealthy is going to be bad for you. We're willing to go great lengths for some imagined pleasure where you don't know if it's going to be good for you. Kol sheken v'itamet b'lvavcha arevut nitzchi v'noam matmid atzlacha kayemet lo nifsedet. How much more so if a person realizes that there is a pleasantness that's eternal. There is something that's sweet forever. Something that's a success that will never be lost. How could it be that a person won't be zealous, won't be excited and diligent in trying to attain it? You definitely would try to attain it and gain blessing. Undoubtedly, you would invest your energies in that. So that's the description the Magen Midubna has, that if you think of this world, you realize how our aspirations in this world are really aspirations that are questionable. You don't really know if you're going to get what you wanted to get out of it, and you're still willing to work hard for it. So then, how much more so the aspirations of the world to come, where one is taught that one will get good that's better than any good he knows in this world, and it will not falter. And don't listen to the foolish claims that people say, I can't work for the world to come because there's a long time till I'm going to get there.
The
that people don't really work hard for things that they can't attain today. When you work for something in this world, so you imagine you'll get it soon. The world to come, no, that's yet to come. Lo ba'olam hazeh, it's not around now. Ki po olam ha'maaseh, lavod avodah, you live in a practical world, you have to work. Umtziyut ha'olam hazeh rak ba'olam haba, shelo nodah zmano. This pleasantness is in a world to come, who knows when that's going to happen. Re'e ki sheker b'fihem. The Magen Midovna says, analyze it and you'll see that it's not true what they're saying. Ke'eninu v'ot b'tivei b'nei adam. We see the nature of people. Asher yesh mitametz v'oved avodot mitchalfot. People sometimes switch jobs. V'yamol achar hasagat chefzo ha'ui lavo achar zman rav. People work pretty hard to attain something that might take them a long time in attaining. K'mo achar ha'muchzak. Ki adam ocher l'chavro chefzo asher yitamel bo arbe terem esigo. You strive for something as though you were confident you would get it. You don't know if you will. A person sells something that he sometimes toiled very hard to attain. What does he pay you? He pays you money. You're not using that money as your house. You're not using that money as your food. The money doesn't benefit you directly. After a time, you're going to use that money. And right now you might not have any use for it. Why do people store money in their bank account? Because in the long run they want to be able to do things with it. So we do think about the long run. We do invest in things that in the long run we expect to benefit from in this world. There's no difference if the seller is someone poor who stands to benefit from the money right away, or someone wealthy, who has a great wealth. We value money as much as the goods when you buy goods. You know, you bought a yogurt, you could eat it now. You have money? No. One day you'll get to a store, you'll buy something with it. You're not using it right now, and yet we value money as much as we value goods, at least, if not more so. Why? Because we do value things that can give us benefit in the long run. Al ken al ta'amin ledivrei ha'omer, ki yiref yado mila'amol al davar asher zmanto al toreh chokah. So don't believe someone who says, I can't work hard for something that's in the long run. We all work hard for things in the long run. We invest in our pension plan, we invest in life insurance, we work for things that are in the long run, they're going to pay off. And that's the way we live our lives. That's why we have bank accounts. So the world to come is also an investment in the long run.